नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयामुदीरयेत् नस्तप्रयेषु अवाद्रेषु नित्यं भगवता सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So with the permission and blessing of all the Vaishnavas, His Holiness Subhag Maharaj, please give your blessing. Hare Krishna. So I'm going to read from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 15, the killing of Denuka, the ass demon, text 1. Shri Shuku Vacha Tatascha Paugandavaya Shritau Braje बभूवतुस्तौ पशुपालसम्मतौ गश्चरयन्तौ सकिभि समं पदैर्वृन्दावनं पुण्यमतीव च क्रतु प्लीज रिपीट वर्ड बाय वर्ड श्रीशुक उवाच श्रीशुकदेव गोस्वामी सेड तथा देन च एंड Paugandavaya, the age of Pauganda, years 6 to 10, Shritau, attaining Braje in Vrindavan, Babu Vatu, they, Rama and Krishna, Tau, the two of them, Pashupala, as cowherds, sammatau, appointed, ga, the cows, charayantau, tending, sakevi samam, along with their friends, padai, with the marks of their feet, brindavanam, shri brindavan, punyam, auspicious, ativa, extremely, chakratu, they made. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami said, when Lord Rama and Lord Krishna attained the age of Pauganda, 6 to 10, while living in Vrindavan, the coward men allowed them to take up the task of tending the cows. Engaging thus in the company of their friends, the two boys rendered the land of Vrindavan most auspicious by imprinting upon it the marks of their lotus feet. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Krishna wanted to encourage his coward boyfriend who had been swallowed by Agasura and then stolen by Lord Brahma. Therefore, the Lord decided to bring them into the palm tree forest called Talavan, where there were many delicious ripe fruits. Since Lord Krishna's spiritual body had apparently grown slightly in age and strength, the senior men of Vrindavan, headed by Nanda Maharaj, decided to promote Krishna from the task of herding calves to the status of a regular cowherd boy. He will now take care of the full-grown cows, bulls, and oxen. Out of great affection, Nanda Maharaj had previously considered Krishna too small and immature to take care of full-grown cows and bulls. It is stated in the Kartika Mahatmya section of the Padma Purana, Sukshlashtami Kartiketu Smrita Gopashtami Budai Taddinat Vasudevo Bud Gopa Purvam Tuvatsapaha. The eighth lunar day of the bright fortnight of the months of Kartika is known by authorities as Gopashtami. From that day, Lord Vasudeva served as a cowherd, whereas previously he had tended the calves. The word Padai indicates that Lord Krishna blessed the earth by walking on her surface with his lotus feet. The Lord wore no shoes or other foot gear, but walked barefoot in the forest, giving great anxiety to the girls of Vrindavan, who fear that his soft lotus feet will be injured. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shri Gura Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Shri Gopashtami Ki. So today Krishna reached the age of 6. That's called Pauganda. Until the age of 10, and after 10 is Kaishora. This is a very special day. It happened in Kartik months that Krishna was allowed to take care of the grown-up cows. Before he was only taking care of calves, small. From now on, he was given more responsibilities. The Padma Purana quote this verse and explain about it. So even the Rig Veda speak about Gopal also. The Rig Veda explain that Braja is the place where the cows are being taken care of, being protected. Goraksha, that's cows are so important to human society. Religious personified in the form of milk is very, very important for developing spiritual intelligence. The brain tissue get nurtured by drinking pure milk. And in that way, human society can progress materially and spiritually. So Krishna was using a stick to take care of the cows, and that means cow protection is most important. And Lord Balaram was using a plug, which means agriculture. So both things, agriculture and protecting the cows, are the main activities of Krishna and Balaram and the cowherd community of Braja. So this is very, very important day we are celebrating today. And we can quote something from Shastra, from Sanatan Goswami commentary on the 10th canto. He said that Krishna did not wear shoes in order to give mercy to the earth which suffered and cried for his appearance. He also did not wear shoes in order to reveal beauty, punyam, by the extraordinary marks of thunderbolt, ankusha, etc. Though Vrindavan have natural beauty, it now became even more beautiful because of those marks, ativa, appearing everywhere, or became more beautiful than by Kunta. So one may ask the question, well, but before Krishna reached the age of Pauganda, he must also be walking barefoot, and his footprint should be also everywhere. So why it is now emphasized even more? Because before he reached this age, Pauganda, the mark of his feet was not very visible, very faint mark because of his smallness. Now that he's a little more grown up, have a little more weight, body weight, so the mark are more visible, more clearly visible. So the earth who cried for Krishna's appearance, actually the mother earth, Bhumi, took the form of a cow and went to Brahmalok to plead for Krishna's protection, for the avatar to come, to protect her. So that's Krishna's main activity, actually, here in Braja. Take care of the cows, protect them, love them. But Prabhupada very nicely explained at the end of the purport that Krishna walking barefoot gave great anxiety to the gopis. The girls of Vrindavan who feared that his soft lotus feet will be injured. So that is prema, that is love, you know. If you love somebody, you always think of the person all day, all night, 24 hours. And you don't want that person you love will be inconvenienced at all. So the gopis were thinking, oh, Krishna walking barefoot, his soft lotus feet may be injured by the pebbles and rocks on the road. So that's beautiful meditation. And a day like today also, we know that another pastime happened. Who remember the pastime that happened also today? It's called, what is the name? Who remember? Subal Besha. One day, Radharani made a garland for Lord Krishna, and she gave it to Brinda Devi to give it to Krishna. So Brinda Devi thought, oh, Subal is such a nice, dear friend to Krishna, I better give it to him, and he will give it to Krishna. So Subal offered the garland to Krishna with great love, and he told him, this garland was made by Radharani herself. So Krishna, when he wore that garland, he was in total full ecstasy, remembering his most beloved Radharani. And then he told Subal, I'm feeling too much separation from Radharani. I must see her right now, otherwise I will draw myself in the Yamuna. You have to find a way to bring her no matter what. So he's seeing his friend anxiety, but he told Krishna, it's very difficult now because it is noontime. At noontime, they will not allow Radharani out of the house. Wait until later. No, Krishna said, I can't wait. If you don't bring her right now, I'm going to drown myself in the Yamuna. Okay, I will make an arrangement. I will do, what can I do? So Subal went to Yavat, where Radharani lives, and he pushed a calf, and he arrived at Radharani's house. Immediately, Jatila, oh, who's this? Oh, this is Krishna's friend. What are you coming to do here at this time of the day? Oh, I had a fight with Krishna. I'm not friend with him anymore. Oh, such a nice boy. Kim, come, take some sweets. Why are you coming here? Oh, my calf was lost. I'm looking for my calf. Can I look inside your house? Maybe, okay, go. So he went inside the house and knocked on Radharani's room and explained to her everything. She said, but how can I come out without being noticed? And Subal said, let's exchange our dress. Then you can go. But when you go out, you take the calf on your arm so they don't see your breast. So you just embrace the calf. I will give you my turban, my dress, everything. So they exchange dresses. Radharani with a turban and with the calf in her arms, she went out. Oh, Subal, you're leaving. Yes. So when she arrived to meet Krishna, Krishna said, oh no, Subal, you wasn't successful in bringing Radharani here. Then she took the turban out. Oh, okay. Krishna was so happy. Now, how Subal get out of the house? He was trapped there. But then, Jatila, Kutila told Subal, Radharani, now is the time to go to do the Surya Puja at Surya Kunda. Yes, and she covered her face. And you know that Subal have a little resemblance to Radharani, according to the Shastra, have certain resemblance. So she covered her head and little face, and that way could escape and meet Krishna again. So some temples here in Braja, they dress Radharani as a covered boy, and that day they show the lotus feet of Radharani. Only on that particular day. Mm-hmm. Not all temples, some of them. For example, the Banki Bihari temple, they don't do it. His Holiness Ranath Maharaj Ki Haribo. Thank you for blessing us with your presence, Maharaj. Please give your blessings. Thank you. Hare Krishna. So, what was I was saying? Remind me, what was I was saying? Yes, Banki Bihari doesn't show the feet today. They show it only on one day, which is Chandan Yatra. Only on the Chandan Yatra day, they show the feet. And if you go on that day, I was fortunate enough to go one day on Chandan Yatra to have darshan of Charan Darshan of Banki Bihari. Something very interesting, very extraordinary, very wonderful and blissful. If you look very close, you will see that his lotus feet, one foot is bigger than the other. So when Haridas Swami found the deity, there were two deities, Radha and Krishna. So he prayed that, I have no problem serving Krishna, but I have problem buying bangles and saris since I am a Swami, a renounced person. It's more difficult for me to do these things. So if you can, please become one. So Radha and Krishna became one to please their pure devotee. And that's why they cover the feet all year. Because one foot is Radharani's foot and the other foot is Krishna's foot, which is bigger. But in this day, today, they show some temples, they dress Radharani like Subalvish, like that. Anyway, I would like to read some quotes from Shastra about today. According to Skanda Purana 4990, of the seven supports of the earth, cow is the first one. Cow is the sustenance of our earth. Also, the Rig Veda states, Braja is where the cow is. If there is no cow, there is no braja. Sri Krishna said, I can be worshipped within cows by offering of grass and other suitable grains and paraphernalia for the pleasure and health of the cows. This is from Srimad Bhagavatam 11.11.43. Cows are worshipped not only by the demigod, by Krishna himself worships the cows on several occasions, especially on the days of Gopashtami and Govardhan Puja. That's Nectar of Devotion, chapter 21. Krishna's first business is to give all comforts for the cows and the brahmanas. In fact, comfort for the brahmanas is secondary, and comfort for the cows is his first concern. This is from Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto. Offering respect to the cows will help the devotees to diminish the reaction to his past sinful activities. This is from the Skanda Purana. Vrindavan's cows are constant reminders of Krishna's ecstatic cowherding lila. By serving the cows, one receives tremendous spiritual benefit. Feeding grains to the cows, offering puja, or simply scratch under the neck will please these peaceful personalities and attract the attention of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Govinda. The Gautamiya Tantra states, one should gently scratch the body of a cow, offer her a mouthful of green grass, and eventually circumambulate her. If cows are maintained nicely and comfortably, Lord Gopal will be pleased. In his role as the perfect devotee of the Supreme Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu set the example by serving the cows of Vrindavan. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed through Vrindavan, herds of grazing cows saw him pass and immediately surrounding him began to move very loudly. Seeing the herds approach him, the Lord was stunned with ecstatic love. The cows began to lick Lord Chaitanya's body in great affection. Becoming pacified, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to caress the cows, and the cows, being unable to give up his company, went with him. They remembered their loved friend. Krishna came back as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also sometime will go out of the night and he will faint in front of the Simhadwara, the door of Lord temple of Lord Jagannath, and cows will start licking his body. His associate will be searching for him everywhere, and they will find him lying unconscious and the cows licking his body. And they will start shouting the holy name to bring him back to external consciousness. And the Lord will come out very, very emotional, and he will tell his friends, why you are so cruel to me? Why you brought me back here? I was in Govardhan. And the gopis asked me to help him pick up flowers to make garland for Krishna. And I saw Radha Krishna entering a cave. And suddenly you start shouting and you brought me here. Why you are so cruel to me? So in this way we can see that the Lord is always in Mama Mana Vrindavan. My mind is Vrindavan. So, cows are so dear and so important to Krishna and his devotees. And it's a very, very important activity to take care of them and love them and protect them. Actually, before I became devotee, a cow helped me to become vegetarian. You want to hear the story? I was practicing yoga, start practicing yoga. I was a vegetarian then. I had a friend who introduced me to yoga. I was living in Los Andes, the Andes, in Venezuela. And this friend one day told me, Will you like to have a mystical experience? I say, yes, of course, what we have to do. He say, I hear that there are some mushrooms that grow up from the cow dung, and if you eat them, you will have spiritual visions. I said, never heard about that. He said, me either, but one friend just told me about it. So will you like to experience? I said, well, why not? Let's see. Okay, see, we have to go up a mountain where the cows are grazing there, up there. There is most probably we can find this mushroom. Okay, so we went 1 hour walking up the mountain. And we found the cow grazing. And we found the cow dung with some mushroom in it. So we collected some of this mushroom. We didn't know that they were hallucinogenic, you know. So after taking a few of those mushrooms, we start hallucinating. You know, the colors were brighter and the distances were short or long, you know. The wind was blowing in slow motion. The trees were moving in slow motion like that. Very crazy, you know. Don't do that. That was before I became devotee. One of our principles is no intoxication. Remember that. Anyway, so I lost my friend in the middle of the hallucination, and the sun was setting, so I thought, I was still hallucinating, but I thought, oh, I have to go down the mountain before dark. So I walked down the mountain, and I found a road, car were passing, and nearby there was a cow. So I approached the cow and started fondling the cow, you know. Some or other, I didn't know, but I was doing like the Shastra said, fondling the neck, you know. The cows like to be touched with fondling in the neck. I was doing that, and suddenly, to my shock, the cow spoke to me. And the, it was an hallucination. Huh? But it's a good one. Because the cow chastised me. The cow said, you are a hard-hearted person. You are an hypocrite. You have a heart like a stone. Because you are fondling me, but at the same time you're eating me. So you're an hypocrite. So when I hear that, I fell on my knees and crying. I was praying to the cow, please, please forgive me. I'm very sorry. The cow said, I'm giving you milk, yogurt, butter, even this mushroom you take, I gave to you. Still, you are so cruel to me. And I said, please, I promise you, I will never again eat meat again in my life. And the cow said, then I will forgive you. And since then, I never again... The rest of my life. we can today, you know, meditate on Krishna as Gopal. You know, before, what is the name of the calf in Sanskrit? Who knows? Anybody remember? Bastra. Basta. Krishna was known before as Bastapa. And from today he was known as Gopa. Bastapa, then Gopa. Before calf and now cow. He taking care of the cows. And Krishna will go all over Braj, tending the cows, feeding them, taking nice care of them. And the gopis will be meditating on Krishna lotus feet. And they will be very happy to know that Krishna is taking care nicely of all the dear cows of Braja. This is a quote from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Krishna and Balaram decorated the land of Braja with their beautiful footprints, which had the marks of flag and other symbols. This made Vrindavan extremely auspicious, Punyam. Previously, since Krishna's feet were very soft and small, the impression of the flag and other symbols were very faint. However, now the 21 marks were very clear. This is indicated by the words Atava, extremely. These marks made Vrindavan more beautiful than ever. Now we have some more commentaries from Shukadeva Goswami about this pastime. He affirmed that Krishna's first herding the cows occurred before killing of Dhenukasura. It is placed with the group of pastime that include infant Krishna's killing of Trinavarta. Learned scholars agree that the killing of Dhenukasura occurred after Lord Krishna's Pauganda years had ended. This so because it is said that when Lord Krishna entered his home on that day, he wore garments appropriate for a boy in the Kaishora years. Sri Parashara Muni in Sri Vishnu Purana placed this pastime after the pastime of defeating Kaliya. In the Haribamsa, the pastimes of killing Dhenukasura is introduced by the words after Krishna had defeated the serpent king Kaliya in the lake of the Yamuna. In this way, by logic, the proper sequence of this pastime is made clear. In the Padma Purana is seen the clear statement that on the Sukshlashtami day of the month of Kartika, Lord Krishna began herding the cows. The following month of Bhadra is the month when tala fruit became ripe. In this way, it is proved that the killing of the Dhenukasura must have occurred in the month of Bhadra, immediately following the Kopastami ceremony in the month of Kartika. In this way, we have shown that the pastime of punishing Kaliya must have preceded the pastime of killing the Dhenukasura. This is clearly shown. This is from Sri Gopal Champu of Jiva Goswami. So this pastime of killing the Dhenukasura happened after Krishna became a Gopa, after Gopashtami. In that way, and before that, before the Dhenukasura, Krishna chastised Kaliya. So it is very, very important, blissful to meditate on Krishna Lila, especially here in Braja. And the way to do it is by hearing and chanting and reading and remembering and praying to the Lord to appear in our minds so we can actually become happy and blissful. You know, in the Govardhan Lila, Indra very intelligently, after making such a big offense to the Vrijavasis and Krishna, he asked the cow, Surabhi, to come with him to plead to Krishna to forgive him. Very intelligently, Indra knew that if Surabhi is asking Krishna to, he will please her, he will forgive Indra. But there is one more reason. Krishna's friends were stolen by Brahma. Brahma Vimohan Lila. You know, according to Shastra, Garga Samhita, when Brahma stole the coward boys and calves, he was going to Brahmalok to hide them there in Brahmalok. Krishna, being omniscient, he took the form of Brahma and went to Brahmalok before Brahma. And he arrived there in Brahmalok and told the gatekeeper, there is a false Brahma around here. If he come here, don't allow him to come in. I am the real Brahma. And I'm going to change the password to enter Brahmalok. If he doesn't know the password, means the false Brahma. So when the real Brahma came, he could not come into his own planet. So he had to come back to Earth. And that round trip, 1 year passed. So he went and put the covered boys and calves in a cave and covered them. And covered the cave with big stone. And he went to see what Krishna did in all this full year. To his amazement, all the same covered boy and calves were there. Krishna expanded himself in all the calves and covered boys. And that way, Krishna was fulfilling the desires of all the elder gopis to have Krishna as their son. These elder gopis, they loved their son very much, but they loved Krishna more than their own sons. But suddenly they realized why we are now loving our sons as Krishna himself. That's very surprising, very amazing to us. And not only the elder gopis, but Krishna also pleased the cows by becoming their son. When Balaram was on the top of Govardhan Hill, suddenly he saw a cow running down the hill with raised tail and her hooves coming together, and she was running. And why she was running so fast? Because her calf was at the foothill and was Krishna himself. So she immediately licked all the body of the calf and gave him her milk. And the gopas, the elder gopas, coward men, they came to separate them because the calf was grown enough to take grass, didn't need to drink milk anymore. But then the children came by, their sons, and they forgot about the cow and the calf. They hugged their sons, smelling their head, crying in love. So Krishna gave the opportunity to all the cows to have him as their son. See how much Krishna loves the cows. He accepted them as his own mother and drank their directly from their bag milk. Anyway, so Balaram, he was shocked. He asked Krishna, "Krishna, something mystical going on. I mean, I know that there's a lot of love and affection in Vrindavan, but this is more than normal. This is extraordinary. What's going on? Please tell me." So Krishna, why Balaram didn't know that Brahma stole the covered boy and calf? Why he didn't know? Because on that day, Nanda Maharaj told Balaram, "Today is your birthday. You don't have to go to the pasturing ground to take care of the cows. Today you stay home and be happy. We celebrate your birthday today." So that's why Balaram didn't know about this pastime. Now, when Brahma realized his mistake, of course something more also extraordinary happened, that Krishna told his father and mother, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai, that all these young girls and young boys should be married. They're old enough to be married. So let's have a big ceremony, let's marry all of them. So a huge big ceremony happened. And in that way, Krishna married all the gopis. They wanted Krishna as the husband, so Krishna pleased their desire. So Krishna pleased everyone's desire. He pleased the elder gopis to have him as their son. He pleased the cows to be their son, and the gopis to be their husband. See, Krishna, when he does something, fulfills so many desires of everyone. But when Brahma came to ask for forgiveness, Krishna showed him that all these coward boy and cows were actually him. They took a Vishnu form with forearm, shining like many sons, you know, and Brahma was offering prayer to Krishna. But Krishna was very grave and silent. So Brahma wasn't sure if Krishna forgave him or not. But in the case of Indra, Krishna forgave very easily. Why? Because the Surabhi cow asked Krishna to do it. That's one reason. But there is another one more reason. And the other reason is that Brahma's offense separated Krishna from his friend and calves for 1 year. But Indra's offense united Krishna with his friends and cows and for one full week. So it was more easy for Krishna to forgive Indra because of that. If anybody has any, please, any comment or questions or correction, please do. Anything I forget to mention or you like to know? Okay, I see everybody is... Hare Krishna. Hari Bol, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Gopashtami ki jai.